Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama will be in Boston this afternoon headlining a luncheon fundraiser for Governor Patrick. The event costs between $500 and $6,000 a person, money that Patrick and the state Democratic Party will use to boost Patrick's 2010 re-election bid. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, resistance to the give-and-take that comes with Beacon Hill politics frequently puts Patrick at odds with other leaders in his own party.
Last night, Deval Patrick was addressing students at the Kennedy School of Government. The topic was public service, and you could hear that his public service has taken a toll on him over the last 2 years.
I will admit that there were a few things that I did not anticipate. I knew there would be close media scrutiny, but I did not anticipate that sometimes I would be left feeling that if I walked on water, the headline splash would be, Patrick can't swim. I knew that change would come slowly, but I did not anticipate that we would sometimes have to do hand-to-hand combat with members of my own party.
Patrick then recounted some of his accomplishments in the last 2 years.
We have closed an $8 billion budget gap so far and delivered three budgets that were responsible, transparent, balanced, and on time. We reformed the state pension system, tightened the ethics and lobbying rules, and joined 49 other states by introducing civilian flaggers instead of police officers to state construction sites. Changes people have been clamoring for in our Commonwealth for over 20 years, but that we have delivered.
From Patrick's perspective and from the perspective of his staff, he's been tremendously successful at enacting most of his agenda. They acknowledge failures. The governor was not able to get the gas tax passed, and although he tried hard to stop a sales tax, in the end, it was the only way the legislature was willing to raise money to close a budget deficit that keeps yawning wider every month. But what about that hand-to-hand combat with members of his own party? Lawmakers say the governor won't work with them. Last May, right in the middle of negotiations over what kind of taxes the state should raise, Senate President Therese Murray appeared on a radio talk show, WBZ's Nightside with Dan Ray, and said this about the governor.
Unfortunately, he's kind of making himself irrelevant at this point in the game, which is too bad because we really need him. We haven't had a Democratic governor in 16 years, and this makes no sense to me.
We called Senate President Murray's office three times to talk to her for this story about how she works with the governor. We never heard back. In the summer, another state senator also vented her frustration with the governor publicly. During a hearing, the state senator complained to a crowd of 100 people that the governor was in her district making an announcement about federal stimulus money and hadn't even bothered to invite her. One of the governor's former staffers says the legislature just isn't used to a governor who fights back. The state senator did not call us back. Neither did the chairman of the House and Senate Ways and Means Committees, nor Speaker Robert DeLeo. One legislator said no Democrat wants to criticize the governor in public because he's the Democratic governor going into a tough election. This legislator says Patrick is perceived by just about everybody as having campaigned against the legislature ever since he's been in office, but doesn't understand that he's responsible for the rift with lawmakers. The Senate Republican leader, Richard Desai, is not reluctant to criticize.
The governor's office isn't really communicating with anybody in the legislature, so we can't really plan off of anything that we're hearing from them because they don't talk to either Democrats or Republicans in the legislature alike.
A top official from a previous administration appreciates the challenges Patrick faces. Marty Linsky, who was Republican Governor Bill Weld's chief counsel, says Patrick and his administration have the liabilities and the virtues of being outsiders.
They have a tremendous passion for the changes they wanted to make. The downside, I think, is they have had few fingertips and little taste for the day-to-day politics that actually makes things happen in the State House. It's not what the governor and his people were signed up for.
But Democratic State Representative Jay Kaufman of Lexington thinks that's too simple an explanation.
I'd say that many unfairly and more importantly inaccurately say that the governor loves the policymaking and the play of ideas, but hates the politics. And I think that misses the mark by a lot. I don't think he hates it, but I don't think he gets any great sense of joy from it. I don't think he loves it.
We weren't able to talk to Governor Patrick about any of this for this story, but his staff suggested we talk to John Walsh, the chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party. And Walsh does not see in Patrick a reluctant politician.
I don't think he's reluctant at all, particularly in the give and take to accomplish something. And I think there's ample evidence of that. For example, in the need for revenue this past year, the governor was not in favor of the sales tax. That wasn't his first proposal. But he engaged in the give and take. And one of the give and takes he engaged in there was he put on the table three pending reform packages.
So, Walsh says, Patrick forced the legislature to push through the reforms, in exchange for which he agreed to the sales tax. Walsh's point is, if Patrick is such a bad politician, how come he got most of his agenda passed by the legislature this year? For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.